Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes, presents Joyce Jordan, M.D. In Pig Latin, they'd say...
Alibe ime, it say imply say underful say.
In plain English, it's this.
I wouldn't be without it for one single day.
And however they say it, they mean the wonderful new Dreft for dishes. It does dishes far faster, far easier, far better than the best soap on the market. Try it and you'll see. If you hate to do dishes, you'll love that new Dreft. Anemic suds your trouble? Well, just take a little Dreft and you'll see suds galore. It's a fact. In the hardest water, every ounce of Dreft makes more suds than an ounce of any other product known. Suds so sturdy they cut dishwashing time and work in half. For one thing, Dreft suds get dishes cleaner than soap. So clean they shine, even without wiping. Cut grease without hard scouring. Cut it so completely, in fact, even the dishwater never looks greasy, never feels greasy to your hands. And, speaking of hands, as we were, the new milder Dreft's a real treat for them. Dreft, you know, never did contain alkali, and now that mild Dreft is really kind to your hands. It's wonderfully sneeze-free, too, and every package lasts lots longer, so much longer it washes one quarter more dishes. No wonder more people use Dreft for dishes than any other brand.
Dreft is a ream day or fayishes day.
I've tried them all, and there's nothing like it.
So how about you trying it? If you hate to do dishes, you'll love that new Dreft. Now, Joyce Jordan, M.D. Joyce Jordan's first case in her new office is a tough one. For Sarah, the laundress who came to collect a Jordan wash, collapsed in the office and went into a coma. Joyce, with the help of Dr. Alexander Gray, took over capably and efficiently.
But there wasn't anything we could do for her in the office. She needed specialized attention. So we wrapped the poor youngster in a blanket, and Alex Gray and I rode along with her in the ambulance. I was so relieved to have Alex with me. Sarah looked very small and frail, wrapped up in blankets. More than ever, she reminded me of a hurt child. Alex took care of the details of entering her. So now, Sarah's in bed in a private room, and Alex and I are standing beside her. But she hasn't recovered consciousness yet. How does she look to you, Alex?
Oh, hard to say. But we might venture no better, no worse.
Well, I suppose that's most we can hope for. But she's no worse, I mean. Well, what do you know? Here I am back at Hotchkiss.
That's right. But not to stay, worse luck.
Do you think we should have Dr. Tracy in for a consultation?
Yes, but before you ask her, wouldn't it be best to get the laboratory reports on Sarah? Dr. Tracy must have something to work on. She can't tell much by just looking at the girl.
No, she can't. Sarah and I have taken up a lot of your time, Alex.
Oh, that's the way it goes. I drop in at your office to pay my respects, look at the setup. All at once, I'm at work. Joyce, do you want to stay alone with Sarah while I run downstairs and see if there's anything on my desk that requires attention?
Yes, I want very much to be alone with her.
Yes, I know, but you keep thinking that she'll come out of it. She won't, Joyce. Take it from me.
I still believe in miracles. If the laboratory reports come in, I'll phone down to you.
Thanks. Now, please, don't count on Sarah regaining consciousness, because it's an empty hope.
An empty hope. No hope's an empty hope, really. If hopes were empty, life wouldn't be worth living.
Oh, Sarah, why didn't you stay conscious long enough to tell me the man's name?
I'm never going to tell you.
Sarah? What's Sarah?
Not ever.
Unless it can't be helped.
But, Sarah, dear.
This is my affair.
I know, but I want to help you.
Oh, you're too good. It's not right. You shouldn't hear bad news.
Sarah, there's so much I want to ask you. So terribly much. I must know whether you consulted a lawyer. I must know the man's address. I'll go see him myself, Sarah. I'll appeal to him. I'll threaten him. Oh, she's drifted off again. Oh, that must be Alex. Dr. Joyce Jordan speaking. Oh, yes, Dr. Tracy. Oh, so Alex told you about Sarah. Yes, she recovered consciousness for just a few minutes. Yes, she spoke to me, but she didn't tell me the man's name. You're coming up here with Alexander Gray? Oh, good. Oh, you really think it would be wise? Well, you'll promise to call me if Sarah regains consciousness. Thanks so much, Dr. Tracy. She's so wonderful. Telling me I can go home and rest. That she and Alex will hold the fort. Well, that Dr. Tracy is one in a million. Well, I have two good friends anyhow. Dr. Tracy and Alexander Gray.
Joyce Jordan goes back to her new apartment, which is also her office. She's exhausted, poor girl. Every woman in the world knows what a moving day is like. And when the woman who's moving is a doctor and has an emergency case on top of the emergency of moving, well, enough said. But as Joyce opens the door that leads into her waiting room...
Why, Mrs. Wilcox...
Oh, Dr. Jordan, I didn't dream you'd be back so soon. Your maid said you'd be at the hospital for another hour at least. I thought I'd have myself under control before you got back.
Are you ill?
No, I'm not ill. I'm not here as a patient. I haven't any right to take up your time.
Oh, anyone who's in trouble has a right to take up my time, Mrs. Wilcox.
You're just as sweet as I thought you were that day in your apartment. I mean, my apartment.
You were the sweet one to send me those darling pink roses.
I sent them because I hoped we might be friends. You're so sane, so evenly balanced. Your feet are so firmly on the ground.
Well, I'm glad I give that impression.
I envied you so when I met you that first day. You have everything, Dr. Jordan.
Everything? You're so wrong, Mrs. Wilcox. Seems to me you have everything. A home, a husband... And plenty of money?
Oh, what's money?
Well, it helps.
I'd be as poor as a church mouse if my marriage were on the up and up. I'd rather be the poorest woman in the world and be able to hold my husband than be myself.
Well, it seems that in this world, no one can have everything.
Dr. Jordan, you're so understanding that I'm sure you won't mind my telling you what I'm up against. All I want is a little understanding.
We all need that at times.
You know, I had high hopes when I moved into your apartment.
You said you wanted to make it into a real home, yes.
I went to such pain so that everything would be in order. I have a new cook, and she prepared a very fine dinner. I had all of Bob's favorites.
Yes.
And then just about 10 minutes before I expected him, Bob telephoned to say he was delayed downtown and wouldn't be home for dinner. Well, naturally, I was sunk.
Oh, yes, naturally.
When he came home, he told me that there had been an emergency director's meeting that he'd had to attend. But one of the directors obviously used perfume and lipstick. He had a smudge of lipstick on his collar, Dr. Jordan, and he reeked of perfume.
And you accused him of...
unfaithfulness. Yes.
Well, he denied your accusations, of course.
That's the horrible part of it. He did no such thing. He asked me point blank what I'd given him to be faithful to. I told him I'd made a home for him at last.
Yes.
He said I was too late, that my timing was bad. He said the girl with whom he'd had dinner, well, he said she was a real homebody, that she wanted a normal, happy life with a husband and children. I can't have children. I've wanted them dreadfully, but I can't seem to have them.
Yes, so you told me.
And then I told Bob that I was going to adopt a baby. And he laughed at me, said I was just talking to gain time, that he'd believe it when he saw a baby in the house.
Just a minute. As I told you, I have a very sick patient, Mrs. Wilcox. This call is probably about her.
Dr. Jordan, while you're talking on the phone, may I go into your washroom and put some cold water on my eyes?
Oh, yes, do. Dr. Jordan speaking. It's
hello,
right through the archway.
Hello, George.
Oh, what's the news, Alex?
You're a better diagnostician than I am. Sarah regained consciousness again.
Did she say anything important?
Well, she refused to give the man's name. Said she never wanted to see her baby. Joyce, I don't think it's necessary for you to come back here tonight.
Oh?
Yes, even if she does recover consciousness for a third time, she won't be aggressive or emotional.
You gave her a hypodermic?
Mm-hmm. It's best to keep her quiet, keep her mind from working. Well, good night, Joyce, darling. See if you can get some sleep. You need it.
Oh, I'll get some. Don't worry about that. I'm dead on my feet. Thanks a million, Alex, for everything.
Oh, that's all right. It's all in a very good night's work. Good night.
Good night.
My dear.
He's so fine. Poor little Sarah. She should be so happy now. Looking forward to being well and strong. Looking forward to having a baby. Mrs. Wilcox.
Yes, Dr. Jordan.
I don't want to raise your hopes, Mrs. Wilcox, but the long arm of coincidence has been reaching out. That patient of mine at the hospital, the one who's so desperately ill,
yes,
who's been so badly hurt by life, she's going to have a baby.
Oh, what a lucky girl. No matter how badly she's been hurt.
Oh, she doesn't think so. She says she never wants to see her baby. You know, only twice during my career have I taken care of a mother who didn't want her baby. And in those two cases, I arranged for the baby to be adopted. Oh, Mrs. Wilcox, don't start to cry again. Don't.
I'm crying, Dr. Jordan, because there's a ray of light breaking through the cloud. I think God guided me to your office tonight.
Tell me, what's America's favorite for dishwashing? What cuts the time and work in half?
Dreft?
Right. If you hate to do dishes, you'll love that new Dreft. It's wonderfully improved to do dishes far faster, easier, and better than the best soap ever could. And what is it that gives you the most suds?
Dreft?
Right. Ounce for ounce and in the hardest water, this new Dreft gives you more suds than any other known product. And what is it that washes dishes cleaner than soap? So they shine, even without wiping.
Dreft?
Right. And those hard-working Dreft suds cut grease without hard scouring. Why, you can't even see any grease on the dishwater or feel it on your hands. At the same time, Dreft's now even milder for your hands and delightfully sneeze-free, too.
Dreft?
Right. It contains less irritating dust than any leading product of its kind. And every package washes one quarter more dishes. Don't miss it, the new improved Dreft. If you hate to do dishes, you'll love that new Dreft.
Dreft?
Right. Now, this is Richard Stark inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft. America's favorite brand for dishes. It's new, it's improved, it's better than ever. Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.